You're right. I think I have it now.
This is going to be worth it, right, Easy?
Oh.
So what did he hear when he walked into the living room?
Oh. Does Beth have a flute in her pussy?
Well, he jumped ahead a little bit, but who do you think is playing that? Do you think that it, maybe his grandson came to visit? There's a special needs young adult.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone I hate because it sounds like fuck.
Yeah, that's his wife, Beth Stern.
Okay. It's in her twat? It's actually in her twat.
No, it's actually in her mouth. So I'm sorry to let you down.
By the way, can I jump in here and share something with you?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Give us $50.
Captain Deadpool, we appreciate that. You know what? We should get kicked off the air more often. Because if every time we get kicked off, it'll be $50. Look, I'll edit the shows together. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to save the sign off for later or read it once and then read it again?
Here's what we're going to do because it's $50. I'm going to let you read it and then I'll read it later because that's what he's paying for.
Captain Deadpool gave $50 so that Christian can say, "Hello, I'm Christian Blatt. My butthole has been prolapsed for years and I wear a diaper. Thank you."
Thank you. Yes, we appreciate all of that.
For $50, that should be even more inflammatory. You need to throw in some racist slurs.
Well, they don't let you say everything, you know.
Couch it. You can be creative in your slur. Best slur.
So that was how Howard started yesterday's show. He did a good segment today. I was actually listening to it this morning. I like when stuff like this happens. So Nikki Glaser, who... in an earlier iteration of this episode, we were looking at her hosting the Golden Globes. And she likes to come on and share with Howard jokes that didn't make the cut. And a lot of times the jokes are better than the ones that made it on the show. Other times, they're like this one about Jeff Goldblum.
Doing ads for apartments.com is hilarious. You haven't lived in an apartment since you were a fly.
Very dated. Very dated.
That movie's from 40 years ago, Nick.
Yeah, that's a... Holy fuck.
But you can understand why it didn't make it.
That would be like in 1990, you're doing a joke from 19 fucking what?
That's 86.
Not 1950.
Oh,
hey, guess what?
Yeah. I've got some Hugh Beaumont jokes. The dad on Leave It to Beaver. Do you want to hear those?
Yes.
No, you don't? Okay, great. So... there's been a lot of observation that the Golden Globes, which we're not showing any more clips from, was not at all political this year. And Howard asks Nikki about it.
Not political at all. I mean, I think people are afraid to or something. I mean, it's crazy out there right now. It's just not that funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. And we were going to do something about, you know, I was going to come in at some point and say, I'm hearing from the bar that we're out of ice. And you know what? We don't really need ice. And actually, I hate ice. I've never even wanted ice. It was going to be something like that. Right. And it just felt like, oh, even that's just being like,
it's too trivial
about it. Yes, too trivial. That's what it felt like. It was like, this isn't, it's not even that anymore.
The only reason why that's a bad joke is because that lady got shot. Otherwise, they'd have said that joke.
Yeah, I think if this was, the last week in December, they probably would have said that joke.
Right, but, right. And besides, they were making the redacted joke. She made plenty of political jokes.
Yeah, but not that joke about ice. Here's a cute, quick twofer about something very concerning to people in Hollywood. Artificial intelligence.
You know, everyone's concerned about AI. Tilly Norwood is the first star to be completely generated by AI and somehow has still been sexually assaulted by three different studio execs.
That's great.
That is a good joke. But now she's going to tell you why she didn't tell us.
That one was great. But that one we had to take out because we had another one about the Epstein list. And we were like, there's too much like sexual assault going on. So we had to lose that.
You know, what's happened to comedy, Eric?
Yeah, just
the fact that
I wouldn't, I actually hate that she's telling all this shit that goes on behind the scenes about how many fingers are in this pie. Wouldn't it be great if she just went up there and did a set? I mean, you think about Ricky Gervais. I wonder if they had that much influence on the things he said.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, they kind of overthought it. She does have a quick tag for Tilly Norwood, the AI actress.
Tilly, I love that they made a fake actress, but they still couldn't not be creepy about it. Okay, so what if she's 18 but looks 14, but with eyes that say, I do anal? So that would have just been a follow-up.
Easy smiling for it's our
a good joke, but there's no way that that would have ever to even suggest that there was a possibility that that would have made the light of day.
Not at 8 p.m. on CBS. Come on. No.
14-year-old eyes that do anal.
You may recall that we were watching her interaction with Sean Penn, and she had a lot of alternate jokes for Sean Penn. In fact, she tried to tell less, but Howard really made her keep going.
Sean Penn is nominated tonight, I'm assuming, for Best Neck Veins. That one's just not as good.
That's good.
This one I really liked. So this one was going to get us into Sean Penn. The clubs didn't like it, but I just think thought, oh my God, with the image of him staring at me, even if he doesn't laugh, this will be great. Sean Penn is here looking like the defiant last tree standing in a rainforest. And I liked that because it just.
You like that one? You kind of do, actually. See, I could never gauge what your reaction is.
Yeah, well, his face is so fucked up that I don't think. I mean, I haven't seen a more fucked up looking human being in a long time.
Yeah, that's absolutely
so. That's all. These are all outstanding. And I just want to jump in here because
Labyrinth Mystic
was so sweet to us. He throws another $5 at us. This is I'll send again. And he wanted to know how many Bears promos to get easy to Hackamania. Do you guys get anything for gifted memberships, or is that just Carl? Christian could ask.
I feel like it's fine to answer those things. We do need 15 Bear promo codes for EZ to be there, and I've been afraid to check and see how many. We're not at 15 because I know we're not at 15. So, I'm giving it some time to breathe. You should of course gift memberships during any of the shows here, but we do share in that if you do it during our show. But anytime you want to. Anytime you want to gift a membership, you will get the Saturday WATP recordings and, of course, the two bonus episodes. Like later today, I believe 4 p.m. Eastern is when you will get the crossover with the Dick Show.
And you know, either way, we're going to get ours. Okay. We always get ours. Now, it might be $3 for like a month, but, you know, in the end, it helps everybody out, and we're just happy to be here.
Yeah, and easy because you're really enjoying the Sean Penn jokes. I'm gonna stick with him.
Fred is nominated for both film and TV tonight. Not to be outdone, Sean Penn is nominated in both Hickory Smoked and Mesquite flavors.
you're still laughing, so
yeah, I know it's because
you're doing something right.
As long as I can't imagine it being on him that like if they let all these jokes fly, I mean he would have fucking flipped the table at some point.
Yeah. We've got one more.
Hardest working actors are here tonight. Sean Penn's lower eyelids. Give it up for them. And then...
you feel like she was never going to actually say that, but that is pretty funny.
Too much about like his looks. And I want to just say again, I am deeply attracted to him. Okay, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, and Leonardo... Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, and Leonardo DiCaprio are all here tonight for the category Least Eyes. Leo, why are you always... This was another take on Leo. He always looks like he's squinting. Leo, why are you always squinting? I mean, I assume it's to read your girlfriend's ID, just making sure that the year starts with a two.
I am getting thrown off by Howard with...
it's like an idiot. Also, like, I hadn't listened to an entire Howard interview in a while. You know, him being in a different spot than her, there's the delay. There's the delay with Robin. It's not a great way to do a show, except for, of course, this show. It's fine when there's a little bit of a delay. So Labyrinth Mystic gifted 5. Who are these podcast memberships? Congratulations to everyone who got those. If you did indeed get a gifted membership, you'll be able to check out the bonus episode later today, Crossover with the Dick Show. There are a couple of ongoing series, Living in the Past with Stuttering John Melendez, and Crossover with the Blind Mike Project, Down the Drain with Julia Fox. These are all great series.
I don't know how you keep that all together. That's
because I enjoy good. Them because
I'm very good at it.
I like the show. I like the bonus content. And I welcome everyone to become a member of the premium content.
So thank you.
There's a joke that Nikki had that was maybe her best joke of the night. So the show was on CBS. So the fact that she said this was, you know, a little bit surprising.
And the award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
And it's a simple joke. It's very clever. And if this was on NBC, it'd be nothing. You know, it's like, why were we even talking about it? So the reason why that is in the news is why we head now over to national news.
WATB, who are these national news? Who are these national newscasters?
That's a cute one. I like that one. We don't do enough national news. It's
that, audio is perfect, by the way.
So shout out to King Caprese and Matt Fish in the Discord. It's free to join the Discord. There is a Who Are These Broadcasters channel that you can get into over there. The editorial content on CBS News has been turned over to a woman named Barry Weiss. And the CBS Evening News is now being anchored by a man named Tony DeCopel. And there's been a real shift in the narrative over there, and people have noticed. I think that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have all the same note. It's good to offer differing viewpoints. You just have to be good at it. And I'll let our audience decide if this salute to Marco Rubio was good journalism.
Think of his politics, you got to admit it's an impressive resume. And now AI memes have added to that portfolio, casting Secretary Rubio as the new governor of Minnesota, the new Shah of Iran, the prime minister of Greenland, the new manager of Manchester United, the head of Hilton Hotels, and highest of high honors of all, the new Michelin man. Now, back in real life, of course, these memes may not add up to much, but for Rubio's hometown fans, which are many around here in Miami, it is a sign of how Florida, once an American punchline, has become a leader on the world stage. Marco Rubio, we salute you. You're the ultimate Florida man.
This was like a Daily Show report, it seemed.
It felt like it, but this is a CBS Evening.
Yeah, I know, and that's weird to me.
They're showing the memes, and the takeaway is Marco Rubio, we salute you. So, there's a little bit of that shift, and there has been a lot of focus on this new version of the CBS Evening News.
Is this like a concerted effort to try to be less like... you know how when Trump says you're fake news, are they trying to get away from that and trying to like lean into Trump?
Well, they're positioning it as being unbiased, but by doing that, it seems that it is, you know, it's not news to anybody that the media leans to the left, but this is going maybe a little farther in the other direction.
With that whole playful angle on this.
And the people who watch evening news are older people who are very set in their ways. And I don't think that this is what they expect from a 6:30 p.m. Eastern nightly newscast. But they didn't get off to the best start. This is from their first broadcast.
Right, to other news, as you just heard from Jill, to other news now, to Governor Walz. No, we're going to do Mark Kelly. First day, big problems here. Are we going to Kelly here, or are we going to go to Jonah Kaplan? We're doing Mark Kelly, possibly demoted from his retired rank of captain in the Navy.
Boom goes the dynamite, passes it to the man.
He's really just rolling with it. You know, you'd almost think that YouTube just kicked him off the air.
Oh, fuck.
Issued what's known as a letter of censure for the Arizona Democrat over his participation in a video that called on service members to defy illegal orders without specifying which orders he had in mind. Hegseth called what the former combat pilot and astronaut did an act of sedition. Now we go to Minnesota. A surprise announcement.
Oh, you know it's bad when you can always hear like the rustling of the paper. Oh, yeah. Where are we going? Yeah. Tim Walz, Marco Rubio.
So obviously, the when you tune in to a local news or sorry, a national news broadcast
starting right now. Yeah. Hold on, let me get the paper. Sounds like that dude.
The one thing you always want to ask yourself, EZ, is like, wait, what was his travel itinerary like before this?
Live from Dallas, Southern Methodist University. The expectation was that we'd go on to Denver, but with the big news out of Minneapolis, we diverted here and we're going to do the morning show, evening as well. Things change. That's the news.
Do you love the way he says, that's the news, and then he grabs his bag and walks to his waiting town car?
What a fucking crank. What is this guy doing?
Well, let's see. He sometimes might be considered to be overly emotional.
This is your favorite place in the world. Why? Why South Florida and Miami?
Well, it makes me emotional. It's so funny. I didn't think it would catch it. Because you only have one childhood, right? So, let me get a second here.
No, you're okay.
It's a balance.
I can relate. This is home.
What a fucking psycho.
He's talking about Miami.
Shut the fuck up.
he didn't grow idiot. Up in Mayberry, you know, and like, oh, yeah, you know, the world's not like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, the...
He's acting like he's on Granny's porch eating breakfast and having orange juice.
Yeah, you know, the... You know, trans nightclubs that go up and down. He's like, sorry, I need a second.
People will, to help people understand why I have such a reaction.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry, actually. You're not crying.
He's almost
Florida is where I grew up. We didn't get a lot of sleep. So.
No, it's okay.
Making excuses.
No, it's okay. She shouldn't be saying, no, it's okay. She should be saying, what the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid pussy?
To be fair, it's so uncomfortable. What else is she going to say?
My grandmother's here, my father, my mother, my aunts and uncles, cousins. And it's where I would have spent all of my childhood, but we left.
So what it comes down to is that he didn't actually grow up there. So that's why he's crying. He's like, I wish I really grew up here.
I may have been here, but yeah. I wasn't here that long. So it's kind of my home, but it's not.
This did not go unnoticed by favorite of this show, Megyn Kelly.
We have to talk about the new anchor of CBS Evening News. There's no crying in Evening News. There might be some crying when a president is shot and assassinated right before your very eyes, like we saw with Walter Cronkite, though he didn't, there was like a wiping of the eyes when he took off the glasses to report that JFK had been shot and killed.
But
that's as far as, that's right. That's as far as he went. That's as far as most evening news anchors would ever have gone traditionally. It's the dawn of a new day.
Megan doesn't approve, so I like that. So a chick just told you you're crying too much, Tony. So by the way, he's also very active on social media. This is a comment from him. I can promise you we'll be more accountable and more transparent than Cronkite or anyone else of his era. I say with the fake Cronkite background behind me. Yes, that's true. He stopped himself from crying when the president had been assassinated, but you went to Miami. And he was probably thinking of that Will Smith song, which I won't play because I don't have the copyright.
No, you'll end up getting in trouble again.
Yeah.
he was doing that interview with that reporter, and I missed this one, but JFK Headchunk said that chick described her as, quote, being dry as a bone with this queef.
I don't think that she was feeling any movement in her nether regions.
And referring to him as a queef is, I'm stealing that.
Yeah,
that
is top notch. So before any of this started, it's always good to try and set the bar really high before your show premieres. And this is what Tony DeCoppel did prior to his first broadcast.
Is on too many stories, the press has missed the story because we've taken into account the perspective of advocates and not the average American.
We'll let him speak a little bit more. I noticed when this was posted on X that a number of women pointed out, put on an undershirt, dude. You don't need to put on a white shirt with nothing right. underneath it.
Like, it looks pink.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that transparent.
No, we don't want to see your nipples, bro.
Or we put too much weight in the analysis of academics or elites and not enough on you. And I know this because at certain points, I have been you. I have felt this way, too.
Have you?
I felt like what I was seeing and hearing on the news didn't reflect what I was seeing and hearing in my own life, and that the most urgent questions simply weren't being asked. So here's my promise to you. Okay, today and every time you see me in this chair, you come first. Not advertisers, not politicians, not corporate interests. And yes, that does include the corporate owners of CBS. I report for you, which means I tell you what I know, when I know it, and how I know it. And when I get it wrong, I'll tell you that too. It also means I'm going to talk to everybody and hold everyone in public life to the very same standard. After all, I became a journalist to talk to people.
Yeah,
I love talking to people about what works in this country, what doesn't, and not only what should change, but the good ideas that should never change.
Okay.
So, you know, he's being very preachy. And
The tone, the deliberate cadence, like he's speaking to a, you know, fucking 4 score and 7 years ago bullshit. I mean, come on now. It's the fucking TV news.
Yeah,
Exactly. Read the prompter, asshole.
Let's not take it so seriously. And there's only one thing I could think of that this reminded me of. And to do that, we do need to get to our great moments in broadcast history.
ATP, who are these broadcast history? Who are these broadcast history?
New Yorkers and specifically fans of the Opie and Anthony show are going to recognize what this is as soon as I hit play. But I hope, Easy, you've never heard this before. This is from February 24th of 2014. It was a big changeover at WPLJ in New York. Todd Pettengill had edged out beloved morning show host Scott Shannon, and he took over. And this is a very Tony DeCoppola-like declaration.
This radio station has been home to some of the greatest broadcasts in the history of our industry. The ghosts of legends walk these hallowed halls, and the whispers of greatness can be heard at every sunrise. Yet there are some people who say that what we're attempting to do can't be done, that you can't save a dying industry or reinvent a medium whose time has seemingly passed. They believe that satellite and digital radio have already robbed us of our audience and that our best days are behind us. Well, I got news for you. These battle-tested microphones could tell 1,000 stories.
That's always a good spot to stop this. The battle-tested microphones. Doing basically morning zoo radio. These battle-tested microphones.
That's Todd his Pettengill. Voice? That's the guy?
That's Todd. He does phone scams. And some of them, let's just say, borrow generously from Jerky Boys calls that are released on albums. And none of them are real.
Well, and he looks, look at it. He looks like a fucking retarded Ferengi, for Christ's sake.
And we're going to listen to some more of this, but for anybody who wants real wall-to-wall coverage of the career of Todd Pettengill, make sure to head over to our buddy E-Rock's channel. It's Eric Nagel. He's got a lot of Todd Pettengill content, but I contributed to a series of specials about Todd. 3 parts so far. There's kind of an obvious angle where we could keep going. So make sure you head over to It's Eric Nagel. He gave me this in the clear. I couldn't find
that's nice.
Without like Opie and Anthony talking over it. So I appreciate that. The great Eric Nagel.
But none greater than the unwritten story about to be told.
And
I make you this promise on the 24th day of February 2014. I say to those people and others like them, you are wrong. And here's why. As I speak to you just after 6 a.m. on a typical Monday morning, somewhere out there is a mom who's been up all night with a sick kid, or a dad who's coming home from his second job who just wants to take a minute to laugh with someone who feels like family.
Do you feel like this guy's going to make it so that you can laugh after a rough night, EZ?
Well, I mean, maybe, maybe not. But just the fact that we have this swelling inspirational music to kind of drive home something that is so incredibly inconsequential as morning radio guy is this, hilarious.
This weaselly looking.
Yes.
Yeah. When we did the show with E-Rock, we had somebody who was part of his show. His name on the air was Meatballs, and he explained that Todd's idea was like, yeah, you're going to be Meatballs because you give us the sauce. So, yeah.
I believe they want to know that the people in this room feel what they feel, live what they live, and see what they see.
I see it, Todd.
And you can't do
it.
That in some windowless, colorless, passionless makeshift studio that used to be a coat closet.
Oh, boy. Now he's breaking it down to whoever broadcasts from there. And I don't know who he's talking about, but.
Well, he's going to let you know.
I like how the fact that this is 12 years ago and he's saying that the industry, people are saying the industry is dying. Yeah. Think about where it is now.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't improved in 12 fucking years.
Would you like to guess how much longer this station was on the air in this incarnation after
this? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know, anything more about the station, nor do I know anything more about Todd Pettengill. I had heard of him.
Yeah.
But I don't, he might be dead now for all.
No, he's not. In fact, E-Rock had some recent video. He was at a radio convention and no one knew who he was. And it drove him crazy.
Oh, no.
The station was completely off the air within 5 years. They forced a female co-host on him, I think less than 2 years after this moment. But it's all still in front of him right here. And he's going to tell you what they're better than.
I, for one, don't believe that the people of the tri-state area want to listen to some dillweed who doesn't know the difference between a TV show and the real Jersey Shore.
God.
You feel good about that?
I, for one, believe.
We don't want a guy who only knows Snooki from the TV. He knows dozens of uglier, fatter chicks.
Is he exactly picking a fight with here? I mean, it seems like he's going against taking on a lot of people.
You're asking all the right questions.
So to paraphrase a scene from one of my favorite movies, this is our opportunity to rise from the ashes and grab glory. We are
New York!
We are
New Jersey!
What? We are
Long Island!
We are We are you. Turn off your Spotify, shut down your Pandora, and you can't be serious, XM.
Oh, no.
That's literally my favorite line in the whole thing.
Oh, no.
I knew you had never. I was sure that you had never heard this, and I was so excited.
No, you're right. This is cornier than the fucking Remember the Titans scene. This is, God, is this brutal.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Tony DeCoppola's doing a good job making over the CBS Evening News, isn't he?
Wow, I want to fucking kick this guy right in the cock.
That's not a short list of people. Would you like to hear more?
Yeah, what's interesting is I had never heard this before, and somebody posted this. We are New York. We are, and I didn't know what that meant 30 seconds ago.
But I love that they've got the people chanting. But the you can't be serious, XM, because you know that that's the moment he's like, oh yeah, I really fucking nailed this. Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite. All right, let's.
New York's hometown radio station is back. It's time to show them how it's done. WPLJ and WPLJ HD1, New York, a Cumulus station. Humbly providing entertainment to the greatest radio listeners on the planet and working hard to ensure that we don't suck.
Get busy one time.
The Todd Show in the morning, 95.5.
Oh, yeah.
WPLJ.
So they, and I love that E-Rock kept that in there because that's just to let you know that despite everything you just heard, it's going to be exactly like everything else you've ever heard in your whole life.
Oh, my God. That was so awful.
Does that hurt? Now, are you in pain?
Was that like, did the one guy, Scott Shannon, leave, yeah, and the next day this guy was on?
Yeah, yeah, he got edged out. Todd was younger, and he convinced the
Right, right, but there were Scott probably a lot of people very, very pissed off that the one guy was gone.
Yeah.
Now is not the time to plant your flag. If you are ever in a spot where even, and Pettengill was part of the station prior to Shannon.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's a weird spot to be in, and you don't want to go in like that. Okay, yeah. If you, and that's still, you're not going to win. Even it's terrible when you're the guy replacing the longtime guy. It's terrible when you work at the station replacing the longtime guy. The best spot to be in is the one after. You can't do it. Anybody who replaces a longtime guy is just a stopgap. It's not going
to
work.
Have you ever seen when to be like my buddy Blind Mike and make everything about Norm MacDonald? Have you ever seen Colin Quinn's first Weekend Update after they had fired Norm MacDonald? He's just like, you know, he's just like, I get it. You go to your favorite bar and your guy's usually there.
Oh, so he's addressing the elephant.
Yes, very humble about it. And that's the way to handle it. But Todd had also forced Scott out, and he was beloved.
And that was known? That was known?
Yeah. So
this is ridiculous. Easy,
I recommend you check out this series over on E-Rock's channel. You can get it as audio.
Yeah, you got to subtly go after it. Yeah. You got to acknowledge what it was. You got to just try to, like, be funny, but not understand that everybody watching or listening is very sensitive to this. You can't go in with rah-rah bullshit Miracle USA Olympics 1980 fucking play. God, what an asshole.
Exactly. Well, I want to have a palate cleanser because I knew that was going to get up your dander. So we're gonna have some local news fun right now.
WATB, who are these local news? Who are these local newscasters?
Somebody that I've been meaning to introduce everyone to for a while, and JCOD01 in the Discord kind of shamed me into like making sure we had time for this week. I want to introduce you to someone. Maybe it's going to be a new favorite, I think. Try not to fall in love with Carissa Codell. She is an on-air personality in the Ozarks, which is, you know, the rural part of Missouri. And this is just a regular news hit she's done. And let me know if you have any thoughts on what you see.
And again, that game against undefeated Cardinal Ritter is expected to start at 7 p.m. Now, Bears tells me as long as people are still here, they're still going to be open.
Okay, any thoughts as you get to meet the delightful, the lovely Carissa Codell for the first time?
Okay, so she seems to have like the right delivery. It's just for the, for what I saw, no big deal. She's fluffy, which I think nowadays that's cool. You're supposed all news people. I don't know if it's because the industry has whittled down the good looking ones.
Yes.
But now the A team is fluffy.
Right. And Fluffy Codell here, Carissa Codell, has leaned into some of the feedback that she has gotten on her appearance. And these videos have gone viral. You can think about Kimmel had, you know, legitimately had a great bit where celebrities would read mean tweets about them. So this is basically a play on that. So Carissa Codell responding to her detractors.
Wall, more like brick house, and I'm looking to move in. After the commercial, we're going to explain how you can securely lock your house to keep Brennan out. From Harry Jones, I mean, she is overweight. That being said, she's an absolute smoke show. Built like my grandma's prescription lens.
Okay, so, you know, she's doing the news anchor